It's Nick Madden here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 3-1 victory over Kevin Druids. Andy, a really pleasing performance there this evening.
Outstanding performance, Nick. You know, the fact that we could have been 2-0 down with a penalty is the biggest travesty that you'll ever see in football. We've dominated the first half, we've dominated the second half, we've dominated the whole game. We've moved the ball, we've created overloads, we've had possession, we've put countless balls in the box and caused them no ends of problems. Nothing would fall for us. You know, we can be 2-0 up in the first 5 minutes. We started that well. And then we get done with just a really poor defensive decision. And I know exactly why it was. I've got it on the video and I'll show it to the lads and I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. Because the first goal can be so easily stopped. You know, we went in and gave a penalty away and we saved the penalty. And then that's a turn in the game then. You know, for the next half an hour in the game, we've dominated them. We can't get a goal. We've been really brave, which we have been this season in the second half. And, you know, I've made two more changes at half time. One to protect Ryan Wignall. And there's a reason for that. You know, listen, Nick, I'm telling you now, all right? If you look at statistically, I'm telling you, more players are booked against Kevin Druids than any other team. You know, and that goes for every team that they play against. They're incessantly at the referee. They're continually moaning collectively to get players booked. And mate, Wild's booked in the first half for no apparent reason. Their player kicks Michael Wild off the ball. I'm told that it's not a violent contact, but it's a kick. And you, the rules are clear. You know, I remember John Stead being sent off last year for Prestatyn against Bangor, and it was the most petulant flick out. It's a red card. There's no in-betweens. You kick out at somebody, you get a red card. Referee said it's a kick out, but it wasn't aggressive. You know, I guarantee you, if Ryan Wignall kicked somebody, Ryan Wignall sent off, because they would be against them tonight. There'll be 10 of their players hounding the referee, trying to get Ryan Wignall sent off. And I had to protect him in the second half. He doesn't get any protection. For me, he's probably the most gifted player in this league, and he's targeted every week, and they've targeted him tonight, you know, relentlessly. But this is the right result at the end. You know, let them target Ryan Wignall, let them continually do their moaning and all that. You know, the right result at the end is 3-1, and it could have been 5-6, you know, and we've absolutely battered them the whole game, and I'm absolutely chuffed to bits, because so easy to fall down against them kind of games. And you go 1-0 down, and Hughes, a really, really wily you know, excellent coach, and he knows how to block games off. And everything that I tried to create an overload or expose something, he countered it and swapped it very, you know, and stopped it very quickly, because he sees it very quickly. And, you know, we just had to keep asking the questions. We got better players technically on the ball into areas in the second half. And listen, we created so many overloads that left their fullbacks exposed against one-on-ones that something had to fall for us eventually. And then Rob Hughes, you know, scores a wonder goal again. I'm just saying that to Rob Hughes now. You know, it's with Rob, it's either the sublime or it's the ridiculous. And if I can get something in between that and get it a little bit closer, the extremes, I've got a very talented footballer, because the lad is so talented. But like I say, one decision is incredible and then the next one is mind-baffling. But Rob knows that. And when I can bring that into his game, you know, as we go forward, I'm going to have a very talented player that can change a game. And he's changed the game today, as Ryan Wignall did in the first half. Ryan was exceptional in the first half, but I can't take a chance that he's going to be sent off, you know, because, like I said, he's been targeted every game. It's the right result, and we're in a really good space, Nick. You know, I think that's 7 wins in 8. And the game we lost, we dominated Carnarvon here, and it wasn't our night. I was worried that it could be that tonight, but it wasn't to be, you know, because we had to make it happen. They made it happen, and I'm so pleased, because they're just a difficult team to play. They know how to play the referee. They know how to kill the game. They know how to make things difficult. You know, there's so much going on off the ball. And we rose above that tonight. We didn't get involved in it. And the best team clearly won.
You talk about the turning point in the first half, John Danby's penalty save. John making his 100th Welsh Premier League appearance tonight. How big's John been for you during
John's
your time?
John's been fantastic. He went fantastic for me on the first goal, where I think my missus could have saved it. But, you know, and I've just sat up to him, but he digs us out with a penalty save, and that's John Danby, you know, and John rarely ever makes a mistake, you know, and he's so reliable, and the penalty's a big, you know, when John just put his hand up in there, you know, it's a big turning point, because, you know, at 2-0, then you are talking about being very, very difficult, you know. And we made changes on Saturday at halftime, and we won the game. We made changes tonight, and we're being brave with our decisions. But that's down to the personnel and the players that I have at my disposal. You know, when you can bring Rob Hughes, Jonah on, and Andy Owens, and still have Declan Poole, not involved, and Nathan Wolfe on the bench. You know, I'm a very, very lucky boy that I've got that talented players. I can ask them to do things. I can ask them to go out and be brave and get on the ball. And I thought we did that second half. And, you know, we played Airbus here and we beat them 5-1 and was the best we've ever moved the ball. But you know, second half tonight, that's as pleasing as a performance in possession as I've had since I've been at the club, and, you know, onwards and upwards.
You can listen to Andy Morrison's full post-match interview on the Nomads YouTube channel.